It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
New York City students and activists gathered on the steps of City Hall calling for more Title IX coordinators who protect students from sexual harassment and sexual violence in schools. They also came out to protest school dress codes, which they say sexualize girls and gender nonconforming students. These are policies, according to Girls for Gender Equity, which unfairly target students of color. Amaya Williams is a New York City high school senior at John Dewey High School. She's with Girls for Gender Equity's Young Women's Advisory Council. She speaks out against the discrimination she faces at school.
When I was in middle school and I wore uniforms, the school administration would police the length of our skirts and how tight they were. Later, I would realize that this was their way of sexualizing our childhood bodies and that if we didn't dress a certain way, then whatever attention we received, we brought onto ourselves. In my high school, black and brown girls can't get away with wearing the same things that our white and Asian counterparts are wearing. I've witnessed teachers talk negatively about my peers and what they wore while their white and Asian counterparts are given a pass. When black girls wear shorts, we are given t-shirts to wear for the remainder of the day so as not to garner attention of our male students. I'm here today to ask, why is their desire to sexualize us more important than whether or not we're comfortable in school? It's understood that every institution must have some sort of code of conduct and it should be enforced. However, when a specific group of people are systematically targeted and constantly punished or reprimanded for something that they simply cannot control, such as how their body develops, I find that it is absolutely imperative that action is taken to incinerate this unjust treatment.
I'm Natasha Capers, the mother of two, godmother of many, and the coordinator for the New York City Coalition for Educational Justice, where we organize parents in black, brown, and immigrant communities around culturally responsive education. And we are proud to stand with GGE today because we know that our school system is steeped not just in systemic racism, but in transphobia and in misogyny. And that has to end now. That we only get the schools that our children deserve, that girls deserve, that gender nonconforming students deserve, that children of color deserve, when we end those systems of oppression. That when we actually seek to see and educate all of our students through humanity and not through who we think they should be in some way, shape, form, or fashion. That is the only way. That when we seek to actually have education for liberation and not for conformity, that we actually get the system that they deserve. Yes. We get that. So it's time for this administration. This chancellor's been here for 6 months. This man's been here for 5 years. It is time. The time is now. If you're going to make a stand, you stand with us, you stand with GGE, and you make that change, and you bring forth all of the things that we need so that education can be beautiful and liberating and actually get to the hearts, minds, and souls of our students.
For students who have been the victim of sexual assault, dress codes that police girls' clothes send the message that they are to blame for what happened to them.
I would like to start out to say that I'm a strong young female that has been through many obstacles that came her way. Some people might say, I don't know how you would do it or how you're still standing with your head still strong. In life, difficult situations don't provide you with a heads up or a guideline of when it comes or how to overcome it. 3.5 years ago, I went through a nightmare that I could never wake up from. I became a victim of sexual violence, a sexual assault and rape by a student. When my story was reported, the principal, the school officials, the cops, and no one could believe me because weeks had passed by and it was not informed. The principal had sent me home. She said that to avoid chaos and calm things down. I spent weeks at home with no classwork or makeup work. When I came back, I spent countless days with students humiliating and terrorizing me. I became the... I became the topic of the whole school building. Months after I was transferred, I was still traumatized to even go near the area because I was afraid. I felt like I was alone in a dope car world. As growing up, I would hear people share their stories about being traumatized from sexual assault. Going through the same situation, I was able to put myself in their shoes and feel every pain. I want to say, for the women out there in the world, you're not alone through this.
Advocates are calling for the Department of Education to allot more resources to provide schools with the tools they need to foster a healthier school climate, like more training and support to prevent, investigate, and address all forms of harassment in schools, including sexual harassment.
My school, there's not necessarily a dress code, but I can still feel that sense of judgment from my teachers, especially like when it was like really warm back in the September-ish.
Andrea Gonzalez is a freshman at Baruch College. She says gatherings like the one at City Hall create unity among students and hold institutions accountable for making students feel unsafe and uncomfortable in their learning environments.
I still feel their eyes on me and it doesn't feel good, and that's like a form of violence in my position, like, you know, being looked at and being judged for what I decided to wear and present myself to the world. And so I would say it's not really that different from high school, which is like really sad. Like, I thought I was going to be growing into a different environment, but in the end it's just the same institution that's oppressing people of color and gender nonconforming youth of color.
Campaign organizers hope to see more support and equal protections for New York City students instead of the current school environment that they say perpetuates a culture of sexual violence. Alana Levinson, WBAI News, New York.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love each other and protect each other.
We must love each other and protect each other.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
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 We have nothing to lose but our chains.